A word for you from 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 14. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these things, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. Well, as we have now entered into the new year, this is a wonderful verse for the whole year to come. And not just for this year, but for eternities to come, for the rest of your life. For it says here, therefore, beloved, be diligent. And if it says therefore in the Bible, there's a reason that it's therefore. And what precedes it, and that explains the therefore, is verse 13, but according to his promise we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. The preceding verse also says in verse 12, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of the heavens which will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. If all this is going to happen, and it will, for God has assured us that every dot and iota in his word will be fulfilled. It will not pass away. God's word is true. He has promised that all of creation will be dissolved in his fire, for our God is a consuming fire. UNkulunkulu uzoshisa konke, ilanga, inyanga, konke, imihlaba yonke ekhona, ngisho nomhlaba wethu, kuzoshiswa ngoNkulunkulu. Are you ready, therefore, to enter into the newness of God, the newness of his new earth and new heavens? Don't wait. Let him make you new today. If you didn't use your opportunity yesterday with the old year, well then seize the opportunity today and get ready for his righteousness. He wants to make you righteous. Now that's not just substitutional righteous, where you live a sinful life where some think they can continue in sin, but Christ is their covering. Don't bluff yourself. He will make you righteous as well. If he has converted your soul, he has given you repentance, then he will also work his righteousness in you. That is why in verse 14 it says, be diligent. Don't be lazy then in this year. Be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish. So don't excuse sin, but seize this verse. If God said that's how you should be, he makes it possible.